You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Broadcasting from Springfield, Missouri, Atomic Broadcasting presents OOPS, the official oddity problem specialists. Tonight we present for all folk and folktales, Episode 5, The Blair Intern Project.
Welcome and good evening, sirs, to another fantastic intern proving ground. We have several promising interns here today, who've taken up the saddles of governmental adventure and are here to prove themselves in intense fieldwork. We'll see how many of them make it through the investigation. I'm just happy that they all signed the waivers. Now, on to the more important business. We've gotten some reports up in the Redwoods in California about Bigfoot stirring up troubles. I'll be filling in the interns here soon. Keeper 22 is keeping them company, enthusiastically leading some songs. Keeper 23 has assured me that the interns will not enjoy this, but that's just fine. I'll pick up the log when we get there. 77, me, really needs to pull over. All right, interns, why don't you all just line up here? Horizontally, preferably. I'm glad to see you're all in your gear. You'll find your overnight back next to the bus. Now, we're here because we've received more reports about Bigfoot terrorizing the area. We've already given the guy plenty of warnings, so now you will all hunt him down and eliminate him with extreme prejudice, or whatever feelings you're bottling up right now. Love, hate, depression, anger, I don't know, use it. Keeper 22, Keeper 23, and myself, Keeper 77, will be stationed here at the bus in case you all aren't up to the task to finish the job. Pray you finish the job. I'll turn things over to Keeper 23.
What am I supposed to say?
Something encouraging.
Make sure you don't take many chances, unless you think they're essential. And I guess you can. Trust your instincts. If you don't trust someone, don't. And, I don't know, don't die.
Aw, oh, come on, Keeper 23. We can make things a bit more chipper than that, can't we? Oh, hello, everyone. I want you all to know just how essential you all are. And how proud I am of you and fantastic I think you are. And I want you all to know while you're out there to make sure that you pay attention and be safe. And most of all, to be looking out for some time to have fun together.
Fun?
Oh, buddy, there's always room for fun.
Hey, shouldn't we have weapons or something? I want to shoot something.
You'll have to rely on the forest and your own resources. Play it smart.
Well, we have tents because I want my own tent. I don't want to have to share.
Well, if you're getting your own tent, then I want my own tent too.
Oh god, you two are here.
I, Doug, intern 390, look forward to meeting you on our adventures. But perhaps I shall invite some of you away.
They let cats into the program now? Keeper 23, I thought we were supposed to be efficient and useful.
Trust me, 552, there's a reason for everything.
Alright everyone, I think we've said everything we need to say. We'll let you all keep chatting amongst yourselves while I start the grill. Good hunting.
And just remember what you've been taught.
Yes, sir.
Well, have fun, Intern 86. I hope to see you soon.
Maybe I'll get lucky and die on the mission.
Well, you know, whatever makes you happy, I suppose.
Okay, this is Intern 67. I think this is how this works. We've just made our way into the Redwoods. I'm leading my group currently. Oh, we split into groups, by the way. There were a lot of us. Don't really know why, but with me leading and my nature expertise, we're well underway.
This is Intern 552 taking over the group from Intern 67. Intern 67 met with an unfortunate end via cliff. His expertise seems to have escaped him. Intern 1313 ran into the woods yelling a name, not sure whose. This group is now consisting of myself, 86, 390, 577, and Intern 442. Alright, everyone. Who here has tracking expertise? Anyone? Anyone at all?
I do believe the meowing intern has experience and is telling you. We Dugs have a knack for these... Oh, my apologies. We are to be... Anonymous!
Your people aren't great at that.
Ah, I recognize you from your phone skills. You were one who made a cord with the Dug colony in Florida.
Could you try not to recognize me?
Guys, I'm 442, by the way. I think intern 577 has found a scent and is moving along.
Shall we partake in a human walking game? I have heard of such games as I Spy. You see, we look at things and take guesses. The name is not spelled with the letter I, but is spelled E-Y-E. It is a play on words, you see. I have learned much on the bus here, thanks to Keeper 22.
I see something green.
Ah, a difficult question. Sorry, my regularly scheduled water recycling. Green is a difficult color, as there are many things green in this forest, I presume, as I cannot see this color.
What colors can you see?
You would not understand the colors I see.
I don't think this is a good game for you, 390. Hush up back there. The cat, intern 577, has found something. Human footprints. Not the type our suits make. Not the size of Bigfoot's feet, either. They're fresh. We may have company. 442, find us some weapons.
Understood. I'll be right back.
Ooh, I shall attempt to echolocate. It does not appear to work in my suit. I shall keep trying.
I lost my signal. What's going on? Why aren't we moving yet?
I think we have company. 442's in trouble. Let's go.
442, are you okay? I would much like you to be okay.
Oh no, I can't get it. My suit's in the way. What's going on? Where's the enemy?
I'm allergic to poison ivy. I'm having a breakout. I need my medicine. It's all in my suit. I can't get it open.
Allow me to assist, friend.
No, wait. We can't get into his suit, 390. We'll break anonymity codes.
But I'm dying.
How did poison ivy get on his skin? We're in suits.
You don't ask, they don't tell, 86. Rule to live by. 390, take 442's supplies. We'll need them. 86, go find some weapons we can make. 577, go lick yourself or something.
You guys are the worst. I hate you.
Another intern down. We'll avenge you.
I found some weapons.
Let's go.
How come 78's in charge? I'm clearly a good leader.
Why would you be in charge? I'd rather 90 be in charge than you, you idiot.
We had the same education and the same ACT scores. How am I an idiot?
Oh, I think we all need to just calm down. Yelling won't get us anywhere. Now, I think 88 should apologize to 87 for calling them an idiot.
Why? Someone with my prowess was placed with these others, I will never know. But alas, I shall lead them. I shall be strong when no one else possibly can. I shall trek ever onward and step over these dead intern, and I shall hunt the sullen beast of the woods and avenge all those who have fallen in its wake. All those brave heroes who...
I don't remember the line. 222, line...
Sacrificed.
Those brave heroes who sacrificed themselves so that we may trample over them and rise to the top of our own realities. Or something like that.
Very good.
Thank you, 222. Ah, look ahead, my fellow interns. A house. Shelter of the faithful to our vocations. We shall take temporary solace in the walls of the corpses of this very forest we walk in. A cabin that resides in the woods, one might say.
Oh my, I certainly have my work cut out for me. I wonder where my little boy is out here. I hoped he'd be a part of my team.
Yeah, this is Agent 1313.
Feeling pumped.
Feeling real great. Yeah, whoo! I can really feel it in my calves. My left one's real strong, you know? Kind of feel like doing some push-ups. Whoo! Guess I'm all alone. No one can keep up. Not surprised. Those pushovers couldn't do a 20K if they tried. Not like old 1313. Oh, yeah. Hey, Bigfoot! You want to show me what those feet can do? Like, go, bro! I'll run circles around you! Like those whack feet, bro! Whoo! See how fast I can move! Ha ha! Yeah! I'd be quiet, too, if I saw me. Alright, 1313, coming at you! Woohoo!
86? Where are you?
I'm right here.
Where'd you get the ghillie suit?
In the camp.
You stole it?
Only if they come back.
That's... Wait, did you say camp?
Yeah, sure, right here. Tents, guns, knives, food, the whole shebang. Did I just say that?
Do humans often not know what they say?
This camp must belong to the owner of those footprints. We should probably wait here so we can chat with them and get them to safety.
I don't think they're looking for safety, 552.
Why not?
Because they're here.
Who are y'all freaky-looking people?
We're with the government organization OOPS. This is a restricted area.
We've got some suits out here. We must be on the right trail, Brian.
They have weird suits.
That we are, Mac. And that they do, Brother Jebediah. What is an OOPS and what's with the suits? Is there something radioactive out here?
They're hiding something for sure, Brian. Look at them. Ain't nothing normal about what's going on out here.
We're here
on an investigation of a recent radioactive reading. We assume a large meteor or possibly an item from a government facility, whether our government or another. Either way, this area is now on lockdown and is restricted to civilians. We will be requiring you to move on.
I like your cat.
Why they got one of those there cats in one of them weird suits?
Cat? Who is the cat here? I only see agents of OOPS.
Is there water behind your goggles?
What do you mean?
Anyway, we've had the news up all day. We ain't heard nothing about this when we've got our permits. So we'll be staying. We've gotten some good pings out here.
Why are you three here? And what pings?
We're hunting Bigfoot. We've got a device that picks up noises we believe he makes. We've gotten a lot of pings. There it is! He's right on top of us!
Oh, I think they're picking up on my attempts to echolocate.
You a bat or something there, yellow feller?
That's classified. If we can't get you all to leave, I hope you don't mind if we camp out here near you today. It's getting kind of dark.
Fine by me. You can even share in the feast. Jebediah's gonna get started on cooking the boar.
Are boar even in California?
Is that where we are? Shoot, we'll have to go to the beach after this. I can work on my tan.
All right, team, let's get set up.
Alas, the inviting darkness calls the sun away from us, and our sanctuary has been found. A lone cabin stands in these woods as our savior. As we approach, I often wonder if this solace that is this cabin has found resembles mine own heart. If we all may just be...
Doors open!
Ugh.
No, I opened the door!
Nuh-uh!
Yeah-huh!
Now, you both helped open the door. How about we step aside and let the bigger boys go inside first, huh?
Yes, I, 78, shall enter the darkness alone. With 222. And with only my wits about us, the darkness or evil that may lurk within shall subside in my presence. Oh, it really is dark in here. Ah, thanks, 222.
You're most welcome.
I do believe this place is safe enough. Interesting decor, of course. I wouldn't have chosen so many spikes myself.
So we can come in?
Of course. I shall go and secure the bedrooms.
I'll beat you in!
No, you won't! I'll... Oh, what's that? I think I...
Forsooth! I have heard a noise. Was that okay, forsooth?
It was perfect.
Where are the other two?
They fell into the floor! It won't open again!
Ah, interesting mystery. It is a good thing that you have I-78 here to assist. My perceptive mind misses nothing. Now, let us go check up on the cut-up bodies in the kitchen.
What?
Oh boy, we took quite a tumble.
Ow, ow, ow!
Oh my, your leg bone's supposed to be out of your suit there. Oh.
Owie!
Oh, I'll have to carry you then. Oh boy, this is quite the mining operation down here. It was quite the tumble just to get here. Are you all right back there? You're breathing awful loud.
I'm not breathing that loud, am I?
Well, I... Oh, bother.
There's a passing lane, morons! Use it! This is 1313, checking in again. Pretty sure I'm getting close. Running a bit low on juice, though. Could use a pick-me-up. Good thing I always carry some oranges and a cabbage.
Delicious.
Woo! So, since I have you here, I was thinking about asking Nandi out. She seems like she's probably pretty hot under that suit, right? Sounds like a nice girl. Should probably focus on that instead of the looks, though, right? Don't want to be like my dad. So I was thinking like maybe I could take her to a nice Italian place. I like meatballs and breadsticks. Maybe we could get ice cream. Go for more of a dessert sort of thing. Different kind of mood, right? I think she said something about liking music. I could take her to a concert. Man, I wish I had someone who would talk to me about this stuff. Well, maybe when I find them, I'll just go for it. Not like the last 30 times. For real this time. Well, anyway, my stamina's back. Time to sprint. Peace!
Oh, jeez. 577, don't wake me like that.
Look, one of them's awake.
Yeah, good morning.
Breakfast.
Sure, thanks.
This colony is much smaller than I am used to, 552. The nature of this forest is quite a sight to behold.
Yeah. You a big fan of green there, 390?
I do not know what green is, 552. I merely enjoy its purpose.
Great. He's gonna get philosophical on us.
Sadly, we don't have time for philosophy today. People are depending on us. We need to get moving.
Yeah, we should probably move out too. Old Bigfoot ain't gonna catch himself after all.
Yes, we are also after the Bigfoot. Shall we all split up and collectively search for this being so that we may, invite it into our colony?
That's not why we're here, 390.
Yeah, ain't no inviting it, only killing it.
I agree, 557. Our job is not to kill, only to speak. Our conversations may shed much light on things.
Hey, Balls! It's still happening!
Weird.
What's weird?
It's 10 a.m. and yet it's pitch black outside. An ominous sign.
I've never heard of that happening in relation to Bigfoot. 86, anything?
No. But I have an idea. How about we all go split up and go looking?
Ah, 86 agrees. Let us go. 557 and I may take the lovely Jebediah with us.
Much obliged.
Then I'll go with those two.
My number is 552. His is 86. And what about Mac?
Mac does his best hunting alone. Go get him, Mac!
Yee-haw!
Fine, let's go then. Keep in contact, 390.
I will do my best!
Foster. My friend, 222. Though you are but a lone arm, we have discovered all but darkness awaiting us. I knew we shouldn't have gone into that cave. That annoying child barely even saw what threw him in the oven yonder. And my own perceptive eyes did not see what detached me from the rest of you, or what wandered off with my own eyes. All I do know now is that I hunger. And I am alone. The creature lie dead, as do our comrades. Damn this internship! Damn these college credits!
You do taste pretty good, though.
I think we should be getting close, right, guys?
Why? Have you been tracking? Or just walking randomly.
Well, I'm trusting my instincts.
Great. When has that ever gone wrong?
You know, you've got a pretty bad attitude. I can't imagine any keepers are too likely to think of you for any promotions.
There isn't a single keeper I want to like me.
Shh, shh, shh. You hear that? Something's over here.
Put the gun down. I'll have a look. Oh, my sirs, 90, what are you doing out here? Where's your mask? Why are you bleeding? What happened?
We found something. It's killed the others. I think it killed me, too.
Oh, great. Another dead intern. Mom? Mom, what the hell?
Oh, great.
Oh, it was so good to see you again. I was hoping we'd be on the same team. But I guess that wasn't in the cards.
Mom, I...
Oh, don't worry. I'll be fine. Tell your father goodbye for me. And don't be too hard on him.
I guess...
Now this don't taste like blood. I think it's ketchup.
You tasted it?
Ketchup?
Well, darn. There goes my plan.
Plan? What plan? Where did you get ketchup?
Well, I was hoping I could inspire you to get together with your father again. You know, he misses you. He tries really hard to see ya. Oh, and I found the ketchup in the kitchen at that cabin that the others died in, huh?
Wait, the others died?
Oh, yeah. You betcha. The twins were the first to go. I tried my darndest.
Wait. Back to me. Why would you want me to get back with him? You don't even want to be back with him. You divorced him.
Well, I'm older. I do like him, but I've got a life to live, and he's just a bit boring. Him being a keeper and all, I don't get to do much but sit at home with my garden.
Oh god, this is the worst.
Okay, I think this conversation is done now. I don't need any more personal details, please.
Oh, his father is keeper 22.
Why? Why would you tell me that? You know the rules. We all do. This is ridiculous.
Guys?
What is it?
I got him!
What do you mean you got him?
At least I think so. Over in those bushes. Oh, bad nabbit!
That's not Bigfoot.
Down it, Jebediah. I always told you, you look too much like the beast. Now you done died like one.
Oh dear. It would seem Jebediah has been shot. I shall mourn.
Now that sounded more like Bigfoot.
Oh, Jebediah. I'll do it for you, brother.
You'll need to do it for Mac, too.
Come again?
Isn't that Mac? In the creature's jaw?
No! Fall!
Oh, great. He killed it.
What a weird hunting rifle.
You okay there, Brian?
Dagnabbit! Not again!
Again?
This ain't Bigfoot. It's just someone dressed up as Bigfoot.
Wait, is that an agent?
Oh, dear.
Brian? Well, who shot Brian? Who else is even left?
Are you interns all right?
Oh, man. He killed 137. I had a date with him on Tuesday.
I mean... I'm available.
We'll see.
And at last, it seems our heroic interns have survived the ruse and the assaults of nature.
I don't think that we all survived, sir.
Yeah, about half of you did. That's a win in my book, kid.
Oh, hello there, intern. Hope you all had a good night. Oh, goodness. Evelyn, what are you doing here?
Oh, hello, Keeper 22.
are you covered in ketchup?
Oh, my God.
Please don't pay attention to what's happening over there. It's confidential. Pay attention to me. You may have all realized by now that this was all a ruse. Pause for shock. It was quite the undertaking. We do it for all the interns. It's quite the treat. Poor 137. Maybe next time.
If this was all a ruse, why is there no sun?
Oh, right. Bring it down, boys. Over. There! Sunlight!
What did you do?
Don't worry about it. Agent.
Agent?
You've been promoted. Good job to you, and our industrious allies, 557 and 442. Of course, you'll all be given new numbers.
557, really? Wait, what about 86?
We'll think on it. Kind of a weird thing happening over there. Really don't want to get involved. So let's say we head over to the diner. They've got killer hot wings. Oh, speaking of killer, I've got your first assignment.
Already?
Should be easy for us. A local summer camp has been visited by a murder that only strikes once or twice a year. You three are going there to investigate, and hopefully protect the campers. Oh, a side note. 78 succumbed to cannibalism, so at some point we'll need to take care of that situation. But first, I and Keeper 22 got nachos, and they look delicious, so let's go get some, huh? Before we do that, though, this is Keeper 77. We are green to go into the mission. Closing log.
Months after this mission, 1313 was found, along with his logs. This was the last one recorded.
It's so freaking cold up here. I think I crossed into Canada. It's dark, I'm sweaty, it's like -5. I had to steal from a gas station. The Mounties are after me. I want to go home. I just wanted to ask 90 on a date, man. I can hear them coming. They found me. This is 1313. If you find this, send help. Closing log.
This has been the Blair Intern Project. Performances by Jacob Hake, Samuel Sarver, Michael Petit, Stephen Nernis, Nolan Brubaker, Stephen Harrell, Isaac Lee, Jackson White, Michael Jenkins, Kate the Great Cosplays, and Abby Hake. Oops. Written by Samuel Sarver, Michael Jenkins, and Abby Hake. Edited by Luna Cooper. We thank our patrons and listeners like you. Thank you, and have an atomic time.